Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebling joins us on today's program to take a look back at the year that was for the Pella Community School District in 2020. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Well, a huge piece of what you've done with the administrative team, and I talked a little bit with Josh Manning at the middle school about this, is social and emotional well-being. And one of those aspects that I think even we and myself personally felt was the lack of extracurriculars and activities. And that's just not sports. I mean, that's a big part of what people hear on 92.1 KRLS is me calling the football and basketball games. But band and choir and even extra elective educational opportunities, a lot of which have been modified but taken away. But at the same time, I think, you know, when we think about that balance of that social emotional well-being, how have you handled that, not only from the physical standpoint of COVID being such an isolating disease, especially when we were shut down, but what have you learned about the importance of everything we do as a school whole, especially our extracurriculars and how that impacts our kids and their well-being?
Well, it's certainly number one, it's not taking things for granted. I think there's times where, I don't think we could have ever imagined before last spring a whole season not happening. I think we would have said, how could that ever possibly happen? And so it's sort of like in the moment when you're doing the things, you know, being appreciative for those things, those activities, those opportunities that we have. And even if it's for a small snippet of time, how much we do have to appreciate that day to day and just what we're honestly thankful for. And that's a big deal, because I think many times we just always think it's always going to be there. And when it's not, we realize, wow, that's something we really miss. And so activities are obviously a big part of kids' lives. They're super important. They are the other piece of education that we give students. So what they learn on the field, on the court, participating in fine arts, a band, choir, whatever it might be. You know, those are the other part of education. And so kids get a lot from that. They learn relationships. They learn how to deal with difficult things. They understand what adversity looks like sometimes, and sometimes disappointment, and learn sometimes even how to fail forward when we weren't successful. How do we become successful? So those are all important aspects, and activities provide that. So, but I've just seen, again, kids want to be here. They're really appreciative of it. And I think they realize, hey, this doesn't necessarily always have to go this way, or it doesn't always necessarily mean that I'm going to have the opportunity. So let's take advantage of what we have while it's here.
Well, and obviously that's led to live streams. It's led to creativity among all our fine arts and sports. And that's kind of my last point is, as we head into the year, we've talked a lot about the staff and we talked a lot about us as adults. But I think the one area that obviously is the most important part of a school is our kids. And from your perspective, especially talking to your administrators and your staff, how do you think they've handled all this? Because you had a COVID spike in November where there was, you know, you've had close to 20 kids out at one point with a positive test. And beyond that, all the contact tracing and so on. How do you think they've handled all this, wearing masks every day and you know, losing some activities, losing some games, or losing concerts or whatever it might be? And how do you think going forward, the kids may be more resilient, but have to kind of overcome some of what they lost, whether it be educationally or emotionally?
You know, certainly it is. I think there are challenges all the way through this, and not everybody has reacted perfectly through COVID, obviously. At the same time, we talk a lot about giving people grace, and that sometimes during COVID we've had to even give more grace at times than maybe what we would have traditionally given under a non-COVID year. And so I think that teaches us some things that we wouldn't necessarily always learn without kind of that adverse circumstance. And so being grace given, being thankful, being being willing to kind of bend some places where we maybe felt more rigid has had to be a part of this. But our staff really has done well. There's been some hard things through all of it. We've lost a staff member during this time. We've lost, and not because of COVID, but just actually had a staff member pass away because of cancer. And so you know, those are all hard things that people go through. And under COVID, it's even been that much more difficult. But again, staff members, you know, bond together. They feed off each other. Students do the same thing. And so I think we have to depend on each other during this time. And again, it emphasizes the need to do that, to have each other, to be supportive of each other. It can't always happen from the administrator or the principal or the whoever it is. We have to be together with who's ever next to us and support them. And so it's those types of things that I really see as being a benefit of this time. While it's super hard and we have lots of things that aren't pleasant, in the end, I would just tell you that we've got people that have even created probably closer relationships because they just see even more of a need than maybe they did in the past.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts or subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.